good evening, everyone, or good morning to people wherever you are throughout the world. I've been, some of you may know, I've been working on a couple of books. I've been taking a little bit of a retreat, but also thinking about many, many things. And given some of the recent events that are going on, a number of people have been emailing me all over the world asking me to comment on them and what is really going on. So we have a lot of things to discuss. But before I begin, I want to thank everyone. We got, you know, tens of thousands of wonderful messages from people all over the world wishing me happy birthday on my 59th birthday. So I want to thank everyone for that. It was very, very kind of you to do that. But let me begin, because there's so much going on. And given everything that's going on, given the inundation of information people are getting, there's massive despair, there's massive confusion, and there's massive distraction. And what I want to share with everyone today is all of that distraction that you're seeing by billionaires, by entertainers, by talking heads is for one reason. And that one reason is to distract you away from the explosively growing movement for truth, freedom, health that is happening worldwide. And that movement, as many of you know, has been built bottoms up by many of you out there, by us, and all over the world. That is the only movement on the planet, is the only movement that has ever existed that is coming truly bottoms up, that is educating people from a fundamental perspective on the need to understand how systems work. It is a global community. But most importantly, it is educating people to move beyond left and right and not rely on entertainers, be it Kanye West or the Kardashians on the left or the right, not rely on billionaires, be it Elon Musk or Jack Dorsey or whoever the hell it is. And it is about giving you back the sense of accountability and sense of dignity you need. So everything you're seeing that's going on right now, with all humility, is for one reason. Is to distract you and divert you from the true movement, which is a movement for truth, freedom, and health, which is the only force of liberation on the planet right now. So that's what I want to talk about. And in order to, I'm going to go around this, so I'm going to go in the next 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it takes, an hour, to deepen your understanding of the central thesis I'm sharing with you today. So to get there, what I want to do is, first of all, share with you a very, very interesting, somewhat evil type of actual experiment that was done in 1960 by a guy called Martin Seligman and one of his associates. And what was this experiment? Well, it's a horrible experiment because they really abused a lot of animals. And let me explain what they did. They took three groups of dogs. One group of dogs were the control group, and nothing was done to them, which means, in this case, they didn't electrocute them, believe it or not. The second group of dogs, so that's group one, nothing happened to them. The second group of dogs, they were subjected to electrocution, but the dogs could hit a button that would allow them to stop their electrocution, which means the dogs could take an action which would enable them to get out of the torture. Okay, that was group two. The third group of dogs were dogs which were also subject to electrocution, and even if they hit that button that group two could do, nothing happened, which means they were helpless. Right, so group one, nothing happened to them. Group two was subjected to a horrible set of events, but they could escape out of it. And group three, in the midst of that electrocution, they couldn't do anything, even though they hit that button. Got it? So after they did this to all these three groups of dogs and, you know, got them into this mode, they took group one, group two, and group three, and then they put them into a room. And this room had two halves. The left side of the room had a floor, which could subject the dogs to electrocution. And there was a very low barrier, only about a foot, that the dog could jump over and get out of this. Okay, so the dog could take an action to get over the suffering. So group one, when they subjected that group to the electrocution, they said, I'm getting out of here. And they took action and they got out. Willful action. Group two, which was the one that was trained where they could hit a button, same thing. When they got subjected to electrocution, they also jumped out. Group three, which is a group that had been subjected to electrocution and they were feeling helpless, when that group was subjected to electrocution, they just stayed there. They said, I can't really do much, even though they could have just jumped. Their path to freedom was just a foot away, but they didn't do anything. So this became known in the psychological circles as something called, write this down, called learned, L-E-A-R-N-E-D, helplessness. Learned helplessness. Learned helplessness. The group three of dogs learned how to be helpless. Okay? So they did this with dogs. Then they did the same thing with rats. Same thing they found. Right? Different group of mammals. And then years later, apparently they did this with humans. Obviously they didn't electrocute them. They did it in a different way. With humans, what they did was they subjected group one of humans to a horrible noise, sound. Okay? I'm sorry. Group one of humans was not subjected to the sound. They were the control group. Group two was subjected to the sound, and they had a button they could hit to stop the sound. Group three was also exposed to the sound, and when they hit that button to stop the sound, nothing happened, right? Same kind of thing. Anyway, after they got them into this mode, then when they exposed them to the sound, group one knew how to get out, right? They knew how to hit the button. Group two knew how to hit the button. Group three just subjugated themselves to the sound and said, I guess we can't do anything. Even though the button they could have hit to stop it. Learned helplessness. Everyone following what I'm saying? Now, if you look at what's going on in the world today, and we have a lot of people who send me videos. Oh my God, did you see that video on Whitney Webb? This woman, by the way, we'll talk about her, who literally is part of the unlimited hangout, and that's what she calls herself. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's a researcher. She was on Glenn Beck, another bloody opportunist who didn't do anything about our historic loss, and he's a complete scumbag, opportunist scumbag. Anyway, he gave a lot of recent expose or exposure to this woman, Whitney Webb, who's talking about Epstein and Trump and Elon Musk, all exposing all these people, and people are sharing these videos. People share a lot of videos now about this person doing something, that person doing something, how evil the world is. Now, the problem with all of that exposition is it leads to an organizational learned helplessness. And by the way, Sigelman, the guy that I just talked about, Sigelman, years later, he actually trained the CIA, the intelligence community, on this technique of learned helplessness for torture purposes. He later said, well, I went there, I didn't know that's what they were using. I mean, anyway, it's a very interesting story. But bottom line is that the intelligence agencies who now control media, which we've talked about, were part of this learned helplessness technique. The media companies know this. Why am I sharing this with you? Because it's about time people get their heads out of you-know-what and stop. You have to have some discipline on what you watch. And if you see stuff, you have to start asking the questions, why are they giving me that video now? Now, very important, temporally, when they're sharing that. And what is that video making me feel like? Because all this information you're being inundated with, wow, this is going on, and this is going on, and Hunter Biden's laptop, and this, and this, and this. Ultimately, what it's doing is, without action, which is our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health, not only does the exposition, but it spends 90% of the time compelling you to action to build the movement. No one else is doing that. What they want to do is to make you like those dogs, to be learned helplessness. Which means you say, wow, I guess, you know, these billionaires, they do all this stuff, and the elites are so powerful and strong, and they're going to control social media, and then they're going to control this, and they're going to put me on digital currency, and woe is me, I can't do anything. So I'm just going to, what am I going to do? I'm just going to watch more videos. I'm not going to actually get off my butt and take action. But guess what? The Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health exists. It not only gives you the tools to see the interconnections of the elites, of the establishment, but it provides you an educational forum, a community forum, to actually liberate yourself. But that means you have to get off your butt. You can't just be on these devices all day and sending me idiotic videos about how we're all being fucked. It doesn't help. So, that's the background. Learned helplessness. That is what is going on. So you have to start having some discipline and on how you do this. Now, I can't give you all the tools right now. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Support this very powerful educational platform, technology platform, this system that will help put back power into you so you're not just sharing idiotic videos all day about how you're getting screwed. Now, let's talk about, given that background, now let's talk about the events of the last couple of weeks, Elon Musk with Twitter files and Kanye West and Hunter Biden and Tucker, I call him Fucker Carlson, et cetera. And again, this is a very technical term, so if you have kids who don't want to hear this, well, you should let them hear this because it's time that you support your kids. They're getting a lot of this knowledge elsewhere. You support them in really understanding how the world actually works and being street smart. So let's begin with 2020. 2020, as many of you know, it was through our efforts in our historic federal lawsuit of 2020 that we exposed that government over here and big tech are hand in glove. Specifically, we began with Twitter, but we exposed all the big tech companies have backroom portals, what I call the government censorship infrastructure, which we displayed, and you can go to Win Back Freedom, W-I-N, winbackfreedom.com, which John has flowing down there, right, John? Which will give you all the details of our lawsuit, what we exposed, et cetera. This was in 2020, in October of 2020, our lawsuit, where we won a major win in federal court, where we discovered in courtroom testimony that the government has a backroom portal, in this case was Twitter, to silence speech silently by doing an end run around the First Amendment. And this occurred because, as many of you know, I ran for U.S. Senate. Not only was our election stolen, but by the Republicans. So let's not say Democrats are bad and they're the woke group and the Republicans are good. No, it was the Republicans who were involved in that in Massachusetts. And it was the Democrats who colluded with the Republicans to deplatform me from Twitter for nothing but my exposing that the government has this backroom portal. And you can go read all about it. So that was our lawsuit, 2020. Now, that portal that we discovered, you can go to winbackfreedom.com and you can see we discovered all the playbooks, documents that were created in conjunction with Harvard and Stanford and Twitter Legal. It's right in the front pages. And we displayed this beautiful diagram, which was like a PhD thesis. We presented it in courtroom testimony. The judge wanted me to simply go back on Twitter, make history. This was in 2020. But he wanted me to drop all my claims and my charges against the government. He thought I'd be a happy camper. He could buy off and I'd be a good Indian. You know, but I wasn't willing to do that. Alex Berenson did do that. He just went back on Twitter. We weren't willing to do that. And then the judge, because I wasn't willing to do that, then wanted to admonish me and sanction me. And that's when we realized that the entire judicial system thinks it can buy off people. But guess what? The Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health is an independent movement. No one can buy us off. Elon Musk can't buy us off. Tucker Carlson can't buy us off. Democrat or Republican can't. And in our lawsuit and everything we discovered of that portal went out to 200 million people or more globally because our movement got the news out. Now, what I want to talk about now is Elon Musk's recent response. Just what, 20 minutes ago, John? 20 minutes ago, Elon Musk did a Twitter live. You know, he dropped this dramatic, supposedly Twitter files exposing Hunter Biden. We'll talk about that, okay? But in the live, which I wasn't privy to, I suddenly got emails and notices and WhatsApp messages and text messages saying, oh, Dr. Shiva, someone just asked Elon Musk about your lawsuit. And is he aware of this portal? In fact, it was Clayton Morris at Redacted who was one of the journalists, most recent journalists, others have done it, to expose the fact that it was our movement for truth, freedom, and health, truth, freedom, health, that exposed the government censorship portal 2 years ago. And I'll talk about that. But what Clayton asked Elon Musk on this live conversation Elon Musk was holding is, hey, Elon, you know, he said, you know, there is Dr. Shiva's lawsuit, which discovered this portal between government and Twitter and also government and Facebook and others. And he asked Elon directly, he said, does this government portal still exist between government and Twitter? Now, Elon Musk didn't answer the question. He did not answer Clayton's question, which itself is very important. What he did was he said, oh, I'll dig into the Twitter trusted partnership. He did not say he didn't know about our lawsuit. He did not say that he had taken down this portal. He said, I will dig into it. Okay? That's a good PR response. And then he went on to say, you know, Twitter is not going to support people who break the law, but if no law was broken here, then obviously I'll get back and look into this. Sounds like a big brother issue. Now, you have to understand, today, several hours ago today, Elon Musk also met with the prime minister and the president of France, Macron. And Macron, I believe, was telling him to keep alive that portal. And I ask Elon, so if you go to my Facebook post and you look at it, I've asked each one of you to tweet at Elon, and I've given you what you want to tweet at him about. And Elon, if you're listening, if you want to dig into the partnership and know more, I have all the evidence, all the data, courtroom testimony from federal court that will teach you what this partnership that you have in your own company. All right. So that's the third thing I want to talk about, Elon Musk's response. And let's help Elon understand that his own private company has this portal to Twitter. All right. Now, so Elon today, the next thing I want to talk about is this Hunter Biden thing. So Elon today said he was going to drop the Twitter files about Hunter Biden. Well, let's just go back to 2020. Fucker Tucker Carlson in 2020, who by the way is buddies with Elon with Hunter Biden. So all of you people, when I posted, some of you, when I said when I exposed Tucker Carlson, oh my God, Tucker's a good guy. Well, Tucker's not a good guy. Tucker's part of the little preppy swarm of the elites. He presents as an entertainer, that's what he is, that he's got some angle against the Democrats, or you know, once in a while he makes his face and acts like, you know, he's fighting for you. But let's really talk about Tucker Carlson in the context of this Hunter Biden stuff. In 2020, if you go to winbackfreedom.com, you'll see all the emails that I communicated directly to Tucker, sharing with him the existence of this censorship portal. In fact, on October 30th, 2020, when we won our lawsuit, we said, hey, Tucker, this is historic news. There's a backroom portal that allows government to do an end run around the First Amendment. And I, as a U.S. Senate federal candidate, was deplatformed. And remember, I'm in the middle of our election. Tucker Carlson could have used his Fox News megaphone. And again, I'm a Republican at the time. To help a Republican. What did Tucker Carlson do? Zero. Zero, zero, zero. He concealed, by his lack of action, the fact that we've discovered the most important thing, I believe, in modern history, the existence that government can use big tech to do an end run around the First Amendment. Tucker Carlson did nothing. That same day, and you can look it up on October 30, 2020, Tucker Carlson also made a statement saying, hey, we shouldn't go after Hunter Biden. You know, he's already had a lot. Let's not go after him. He suppressed not only our censorship story, but if you recall, the New York Post was also deplatformed, like I was deplatformed, but they had exposed the fact of Hunter Biden. So the censorship infrastructure of the government was used against the New York Post. The censorship of the government was used against me, a U.S. Senate federal candidate. Tucker Fucker Carlson knew about this, and he did nothing. In fact, he concealed our story, and he concealed the Hunter Biden story. Let that sink in. Let that sink in, Elon Musk. A Republican supporter, Tucker Carlson, suppressed another Republican who's running for U.S. Senate, and he also protected a Democrat, Hunter Biden. And had he used his big megaphone and had Fox News, who's now talking about, oh my God, Hunter Biden, and supporting Twitter, had Fox News covered our stuff in 2020, before all the shit hit the fan, they could have used the events of what we discovered to actually protect many Americans. So this is what it comes down to. This comes down to, and this is where all of you need to get street smart and give credit where it's due. You should give credit to our lawsuit. You should give credit to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Not give credit to Elon Musk. Not give credit to Tucker Carlson, because Tucker Carlson did nothing. And in fact, Glenn Greenwald, another little dweeb who knew all of this, also did nothing. They concealed our findings. Remember, the most important thing in life is to do the right thing at the right time. Many of you may have gone to a wedding, right? Remember what the priest says? Does anyone here have anything to say? Right, what do they say, John, at the wedding?
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
You're right. Speak now, forever hold your peace, right? Where was Tucker Carlson? He said nothing. Then 2 years later, October 2022, then he talks about Hunter Biden. 2 years later, you see, you have to recognize that it is very important in life to talk about when. Jimmy Dore, another fucking opportunist, knew about our lawsuit, did nothing. And then he talks about the DHS leak stuff. We'll get to that. Bottom line, please get your head out of the ass about Tucker Carlson. He's not your friend. Fucker Carlson is an entertainer. And by the way, in 2021, it was revealed through email leaks, him and Hunter Biden are like this, little buddies. Hunter Biden, Tucker Carlson begged Hunter Biden to write him a letter to get his son into Georgetown. You see, I have a unique perspective. I've been in Hollywood. I'm among the elites of the elites of the elites. They all hang around together at the same restaurants. They're a swarm of a self-organizing system. They all hang out among each other. They're like a family. They may have a couple of disputes here and there, but you're not part of their family. So get your head out of your ass about that. But again, go to winbackfreedom.com and you'll see all the emails we sent to Fucker Carlson. You'll also see, do a little bit of research, that Fucker Carlson suppressed the Hunter Biden story. So had Fucker Carlson and the mainstream media covered the lawsuit, we don't have to wait 2 years for Elon Musk, a billionaire, to spend $44 billion to get the shit out there. It was already out there. And the reason Fucker Carlson didn't do anything was he didn't want to give megaphone to what we had discovered, because we would have gotten all the views, not him. Jealousy. But more importantly, he didn't want to do what needed to be done because he is owned by Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. By the way, the Murdochs are the ones who were involved in creating the censorship infrastructure. Okay. Now let's talk about the limited hangout that we educated all of you on. So, about 3 weeks ago, suddenly The Intercept funded and founded by Pierre Omidyar, the owner of eBay, the person who bought PayPal, which started Elon Musk on his, gave him his millions to get him where he is now. Pierre Omidyar, the founder and the funder of the Intercept magazine or the journal, whatever you want to call that rag, who purports to be an investigative journalist organization, which is where Glenn Greenwald came from, and supposedly had some dispute with Pierre Omidyar. But anyway, the Intercept does a quote-unquote DHS leak. Oh my God, the Department of Homeland Security is involved in this government censorship infrastructure to quote-unquote investigative journalists. Well, guess what? They completely plagiarized wholesale our lawsuit findings, but didn't give the whole picture, just gave a little piece of it, and thought they were going to get away with it. Fucker Carlson amplified them, Glenn Greenwald amplified them, the same people had concealed our stuff from 2 years ago. And as I was, and by the way, let me give you the timing of this. October 28th is when Elon Musk bought Twitter. 29th is when I posted on Facebook, and people started tweeting at Elon using my Facebook post, hey Elon, Dr. Shiva has news about this government censorship infrastructure you should be aware of. 24 hours later, then The Intercept releases their supposedly breakthrough story, which was nothing but plagiarism of our story. Why did they do that? Because all of them are aware of the movement for truth, freedom, health, which is absolutely independent of Fucker Carlson or Elon Musk or Kanye West or any one of those people. And we built our movement bottoms up. And they knew we were going to expose all of this, so they thought they'd do an end run, expose a little piece of it. So all of you will think, oh my God, don't we have freedom of speech? Isn't The Intercept great? Isn't Tucker Carlson great? Bullshit. We exposed you, that's called a limited hangout. It's an intelligent agency technique where you release a limited piece of a story, let it hang out for a little bit of time, so people think, oh wow, I got news, this is great. But you forget the whole infrastructure. In this case, that entire infrastructure was funded by Pierre Omidyar, who was a funder of The Intercept, so you hide that. All right, so we talked about the limited hangout. And the good news in our case was, between 2020 to 2022, we had gotten the story out through people like you, through independent channels. 200 million people saw our story. So this time when they tried to do this end run, people said, Tucker, what are you talking about? Dr. Shiva's lawsuit already got it out there. All right? That's why the movement for truth, freedom, and health, truthfreedomhealth.com, is the real enemy against the force of power, profit, and control. Now, what is the movement for truth, freedom, and health? Go to truthfreedomhealth.com and you'll see. It is a movement. It is education. It is a platform. Fundamentally, it's a system. Truth, freedom, health will teach you to become street smart, will inspire you to have dignity for yourself, will re-engage you to one of the most important precepts that everyone, the world working class, needs to awaken to. That in 1776, one small group of the global working class, known as Americans, got the rights to the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and so on. No other human group on the planet, through the histories of subjugation, slavery, feudalism, the oppression, in many, many ways, ever had these rights. So the duty of the American working class, in many ways, has a greater responsibility than other elements of the global working class, because the Indian working class is a bunch of slaves still, the Chinese working class are still slaves, and the British working class really doesn't have the First Amendment, nor any of the Commonwealth countries, be it Canada or Australia, but the American working class still has the First Amendment. And it becomes the duty of the American working class to take action to build back movements, the same movements that we teach at truthfreedomhealth.com in our courses that occurred during the late 1800s and 1900s. If you go look at that period, it was when people rose up, bottoms up, not waiting for Bernie Sanders or AOC or Donald Trump. These powerful bottoms-up workers, labor movement of the late 1800s, 1900s. And by the way, about 11 American workers were shot for fighting for the eight-hour workday, which you won't hear about in mainstream news. Tucker Carlson won't talk about this. But those American workers who died, in commemoration of them, the world working class created what was called May Day, which everyone says is some quote-unquote communist holiday. No, it was a bottoms-up movement holiday to support the American workers who were hanged in the 1800s. But anyway, all of that's been wiped out. The Movement for Truth Freedom Health wants to re-engage you, to recognize it's about you. Stop following Tucker Carlson. Stop waiting for Elon Musk to solve free speech. You have to recognize that we need to build a bottoms-up movement. We need to go back to the heritage of what always gave people liberation is when we look to our neighbors. But at truthfreedomhealth.com, we educate you, we give you the understanding of the knowledge of systems. The elites know the knowledge of systems. So, like Prometheus who brought fire to the masses, we have brought that knowledge to all of you. We've created a community. We give you tools. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com and it will resuscitate you into recognizing the power of the American working class. So all of the stuff that's happening right now with the dropping of the Hunter files, with Kanye talking his nonsense and Trump getting in there talking to these people, all of this is for one reason, to divert you from this movement. And let me give you three examples of how this has occurred over the last couple of years. Many of you may know, in 2021, it was our movement which created the hashtag Fire Fauci campaign, long before scumbags like Robert Kennedy came, too little, too late, and just wrote books and trying to get him to... trying to get you guys to give him his money, but it was our movement which raised, through your efforts, got hundreds of thousands of signatures. We're the ones who exposed Fauci as a bogus scientist. We're the ones in early, this is in late 2019, early 2020, gathered signatures. We drove down to the White House in our bus for over 24 hours, and all of you can see it, and gave it to Trump and said, fire this guy. Trump did nothing. Robert Kennedy said nothing. Rand Paul said Zippo. 1 year later, he's using the hashtag Fire Fauci to raise money for himself, another opportunist. But that was one example where they literally plagiarized stuff from our movement. The second example was this limited hangout stuff I just shared with you, okay? With the DHS leaks, The Intercept. And in that case, it was within a period of 48 hours. And then they're getting closer and closer. Whenever we put out stuff, they try to take our stuff, use their megaphone to drive attention away from the movement for truth, freedom, and health. The recent example was this Whitney Webb example. The scumbag Glenn Beck, who's an opportunist, gives this woman, Whitney Webb, hours on her show, but didn't have the decency to cover our lawsuit in 2020. And everyone's like, oh my God, did you see this Whitney Webb thing? Well, go do a little bit of research on Whitney Webb. Where did she come out of? One of her associates comes out of the UK, United Kingdom, Center for Press, which everyone knows the US Press Corps, the UK Press Corps, and MI6 are like this. So she releases something against Epstein and this and this and this. Well, what does her news actually do to you? Oh, well, as I mentioned earlier, wow, isn't it horrible? This is happening and this is happening. And these leaks are so powerful. But Whitney Webb's unlimited hangout literally comes about 48 hours to 72 hours after Clayton Morris covered our stuff. So what you're seeing is the elites are watching the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. They know that not only are we exposing the truth, but we're also providing you the framework to get off your butt and act, not just inundating you with mindless stuff so you feel helpless. And as I mentioned, the entire basis of their effort is failing because the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health is an independent movement. 250 million people know about it. We have hundreds of thousands of people learning about this. And we're not reliant on their media or their coverage because we know they will always make our movement and our findings invisible. And this is a test of the true source of truth. You have all these people talk a good game, the grifters against the establishment. They get coverage. But the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health will never get coverage on mainstream media because we're the actual force that is going after the people supporting mainstream media as well as the grifters. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Now let me move to another topic. Yesterday was my birthday, December 2nd. As I mentioned, I want to thank everyone for your well wishes. But yesterday, we also announced that we are going to explosively grow our Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health by participating in the 2024 election where I will once again run for U.S. Senate. Yes, I'm going to run for U.S. Senate. as an independent candidate, and as a U.S. Senate independent candidate, all of you globally, nationally, locally, Massachusetts, it's a federal office, can be part of this movement. We recognize that a guy like me or our movement, they do not want us ever winning. That's why they cheated our election in 2020. The Republicans did it, in collusion with the Democrats. But in 2024, we're going to use the occasion of the 2024 election to galvanize people and expose the Republicans and Democrats. Right now, the Democrats had their shot against Republicans. People gave a bunch of money over here. Now the Republicans are going to use quote-unquote free speech, Hunter Biden, to go after the Democrats. It's bullshit. They're both involved in this. Remember, it was Donald J. Trump during his administration that set up CISA and the DHS infrastructure to silence speech silently. It was the Republicans who attacked a Republican U.S. Senate candidate. So don't get lost in this left-wing, right-wing stuff. But we are running for U.S. Senate in 2024. And our campaign is to give all of you something tangible that you can get involved in saying, yes, there is a movement, there is a brand. Yes, it's my name, Dr. Shiva, but it's more than me. It is a brand that represents truth, freedom, health. It's a brand that represents going beyond left and right. It is a brand about enabling people to regain their dignity and build a bottoms-up movement. A couple of final points I want to make. What I want to now talk about is everyone thinks that the elites are some group sitting in one place, you know, in one country or one racial group. Okay? And that particular group is you know, in the back room making decisions. I want to give you something more realistic. If you ever go out and you see birds, you know, at twilight, they're moving around, right? They're a swarm, right? It's not any one individual bird, but it's a whole swarm of them. That's what the elites are. They're a swarm. They may have differences among themselves. They may go like this, but there are one self-organizing system. And if you, and let me give you an insight. You know, when I used to live out in Hollywood, I used to get to go to Nobu. N-O-B-U, and go check out Nobu. Jeff Bezos hangs out there. All the billionaires hang out there. There's a VIP area. You know, I used to be able to go to and hang out. And you realize that in that small VIP area are the global elites, Democrats and the Republicans. And they all know each other. They all support each other in ways that you cannot even imagine. Maybe someone, you know, did something for one of their daughter's friends, like Hunter Biden does something for Tucker Carlson, okay? The connections that the elites have, you cannot imagine. It's not, it's direct, it's indirect, it's implicit. They're one big swarm. They're a family. And as a family, they may have some disputes. Kanye West knows Ari Emanuel, who's one of the big agents in Hollywood, who also is good friends with Elon Musk. And they also know Donald Trump, etc. They're all one big family. And you're not a part of it. And you keep thinking they're fighting for you. Kanye West is an entertainer. And remember, all of these entertainers are one. Don't put all your faith in any of these people. They're not there for you. Give you another example. These PR agencies and these agents are all part of it. Susan Wiles is a woman running Trump's campaign. Well, I remember being in Trump's office. This woman would come and go. Well, she came out of Ballard Inc., one of the biggest PR lobbying agencies in Washington. They support the Bushes and they support the Romneys. You see? And that's who is really Trump's handler, Susan Wiles. So don't tell me that Trump didn't know about Fuentes and Kanye. Because I've been to Mar-a-Lago. And when you go to Mar-a-Lago, you get an email saying who's coming. They have to go through security clearance. Things don't just happen. All right? So you're getting insights from someone who's been among these people, but I never became part of them. So whether it's Elon Musk or whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's Kanye West, whether it's Tulsi Gabbard, they're all part of this swarm. And once in a while, they present you some anti-establishment stuff, which Tucker Carlson will talk about. But they will never let
us, our movement, get that visibility because it's pure, distilled truth,
freedom, and health. So
what's happening right now? What's Elon really up to? I do not believe, I find it hard to believe, that Elon Musk doesn't know about the portal. So when he told Clayton today, I'll have to dig into it, it's a very interesting thing. He never said he did not know about the portal. He never said he did not know about our lawsuit. He said he's going to dig into it. And what you have to understand is, going back to 2020, what we discovered was that Harvard University, the Atlantic Council, Twitter, Facebook, academics all got together to create this censorship infrastructure in conjunction with CISA and DHS, which, by the way, Trump is the one who created CISA. And that entire swarm of people were deplatforming people like me. And now I think the elites have said, holy shit, Dr. Shiva's movement has brought this out. More and more people are going to figure this out. And then they probably slapped the shit out of their members of their family. Oh my God, why did you do it so overtly? Why did you violate the First Amendment and gloat about it and write about it? Let's bring in Elon, okay? And remember, Elon Musk only owns 9% of Twitter. Who are the other people that funded this? You see, where they're headed is they want to make now, quote unquote, free speech a business because they know people are pissed off with this because of the work our lawsuit did. The question is, are they really interested in truly ensuring the First Amendment prevails? Or are they interested in bamboozling you to think they're doing some fight against free speech? Because I find it hard to believe that after the central portal that we discovered, Elon Musk has still got to discuss it. But the question is, what was he doing with Macron today? Did Macron tell him, hey, Elon, keep that portal alive. You know, I'll potentially give you some deals to fire some rockets on SpaceX. We don't know. These are questions that only Elon Musk knows. But let me end with this. Our movement is the true, and I say this with all humility, the only future of humanity. It is not Elon Musk. It is a movement for truth, freedom, and health, which is enabling people to make sure they don't become helpless. That you don't share idiotic videos all day. That you leverage the gifts that we created at truthfreedomhealth.com so you can understand the science of systems, so you can build community, you can become an activist, and you can get inspired. And as a part of that, even though the judge in our lawsuit attempted to screw us and thought he was going to buy me out and try to sanction me, we are now taking our lawsuit to another level. At winbackfreedom.com, you'll find out that our lawsuit now, and you can support it, is we are going to, we started the process of suing the government itself, the federal government, CISA and DHS, for what they did to a U.S. Senate candidate, to a U.S. citizen. So finally, let me finish by saying, what is really going on? What is really going on is you have a lot of distraction, a lot of theater. And what I encourage all of you to do, and I'll probably, maybe I'll do a video teaching people how to sort of quiet their mind. If you go back and you close your eyes and you just observe your own natural breath and your own existence, you'll find out that the mind will give so many distractions to try to stop you from even focusing on you, focusing on truth, freedom, and health. And those distractions, the elites know that those distractions naturally exist, and they know how to amplify them. And where we are at humanity today is at a very, very important point. We're at a point that we must grow the movement for truth, freedom, and health. We've created this infrastructure, and it is your opportunity to regain your dignity, to become your own gurus, to become your own leaders in your local communities, to not just be enamored by what the elites may or may not do for you, but to take control of your lives by recognizing how systems operate, by recognizing that history shows it's actually when we, the people, rose up, bottoms up, not by just going and shooting people or storming some, you know, someplace, but by actually raising our consciousness. By raising our consciousness to understand the interconnections, to understand system science,
to understand why we must get on the ground and build our own bottoms-up movement. And that is really the way we honor all those people, the billions of people who fought against tyranny all over the world. Particularly, if we look in the last 200 years, the American working class particularly has a huge responsibility to fight bottoms up. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, learn this science. You owe it to yourselves and your family and to your children and your future. Stop watching ridiculous videos. Stop sending me emails that as though Kanye West is doing something. Stop asking questions, what will Elon Musk do for us, Charles? No, you should ask your question, what will John Medlar do? What will you do? What will Dr. Shiva do? What will I do? What will we do bottoms up? And recognize that all of these distractions, as I've laid it out, and the fact that they make our lawsuit invisible, we thank Clayton Marsh for bringing this up. That's rare. But it is time that we start building our movement bottoms up, that you learn the science to build it bottoms up. So number one homework assignment, go to truthfreedomhealth.com, become warrior scholars. If you don't want to do that, go to winbackfreedom.com, support our historic lawsuit. And then finally, recognize and keep an eye out for this, that we're going to grow our movement by giving you all the opportunity to re-engage so you can support our historic run for U.S. Senate again as independents in Massachusetts in 2024. All right, everyone, thank you very much. Be the light. And thank you again for all your well wishes. And let's grow the movement for truth, freedom, and health and regain dignity for ourselves and stop outsourcing our future to billionaires, entertainers, distractors, Republicans, Democrats, and recognize they're one big swarm of one. And we have to build our movement, grow our movement for truth, freedom, health. Thank you.